Do you ever hear of a double?
Double tree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about an evener?
Yeah.
What's...
Evener's when you got four of them.
Uh-huh.
When you got, you know, hook got four hook team, four horses hooked together, two ahead of the other two.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a log across the road, you say I tied a chain to it and I...
Drug it.
Okay. And we have, what, many logs out of this road?
Drug many logs.
And if you wanted to chop a log, you could make an X-shaped frame?
Yeah.
Like this? You'd call that a...
You mean where you cutting the log up?
A frame.
Where you cutting the chips out?
Well, a frame you could use to set the log in, so you could.
Oh, a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. What's a sawhorse look like?
Well, it's the frame looks like an X, mm-hmm. where you can lay the log in the center of it.
Mm-hmm. What about a frame that's A shaped? It has a looks sort of like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a sawhorse.
Okay. They're both called sawhorses?
Mm-hmm.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to...
brush my hair. Comb my hair.
And something you put in a pistol.
Bullet.
Any other name for that?
Shell. Cottage.
Uh-huh. And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
yeah.
Leather what?
Strap.
Yeah, well, they some of them call it a strap. We got another name for it too, but I can't tell you what it is.
What
they used to have, what they used to call them. I never did use a straight razor. They got another name for it.
Uh-huh. What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Wet rod.
Mm-hmm. What about a large
uh-huh.
A larger tool.
On a file.
Or a
memory.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you sharpen an axe on?
On grinding rock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But is that bigger than the emery?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stone's a lot bigger. Stone in a grinding rock is usually about 36 inches across. Mm-hmm. And it's got a handle on it and keep water in the bottom of it where it runs through it.
Something that children would play on, you take a board and...
Seahorse, seesaw.
Uh-huh. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
teetering or seesawing.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for seesaw?
Not that I know.
Did you ever hear teeter-totter?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they teeter-totter on the seesaw. On it at times.
Mm-hmm. What about they take a board and fix it in the middle and it spin around?
Round and around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never did know what you called it. I seen them where they put a boat through the top of it in it. Like a merry-go-round.
Uh-huh. You never had a name for that?
No.
Did you ever see anybody take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump on it?
Fasten it down at both ends, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see yourself.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And what would you use for carrying coal?
Shovel.
Mm-hmm. You could carry it... but what would you carry it to the house in?
Well, we didn't have to use no coal. We used wood all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd have to carry it in a box or a bucket or something. Mm-hmm. I never did use no coal.
You had a wood stove, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Yeah.
What's...
pipe. Stove pipe.
What does that fit into?
It fits on the stove. And